Tracy, T-R-A-C-I-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, 1-874. Ms. Smith is a 50-year-old young lady who comes in with history of hyperlipidemia, hypertension, insomnia, anxiety, neuropathy, major depression, PTSD, bipolar disorder. Patient says that some 30 years ago she found her one-month-old baby in the crib who had died of SIDS, and since then she has not been the same, period. Any paragraph. She sees a psychiatrist, and she has a regular doctor that she sees on a regular basis as well, period. So today she comes in because she says that for the past week or month or so, when she gets up to go to the kitchen to open the cabinet or when she goes to the mailbox, she has tendency to have to stop and catch her breath. She uses her inhaler, and she feels better. But nevertheless, she definitely has developed decreased exercise tolerance, has no orthopnea, no PND, no history of coronary artery disease per se, period. Family history, she says her mom doesn't know much about her mom and dad, doesn't know if there's any history of heart disease in the family at all. Patient did have knee paragraph, had blood work done at one time, her cholesterol was elevated, but she's not taking any cholesterol medication at this time. That needs to be rechecked. She did have a stress test done years ago, and it was a thallium stress test, which caused her to have chest pain, and she doesn't want to have another thallium stress test. I told her there's different ways that we can handle that, and I'm going to refer her to a Dr. Clem, K-L-E-M, cardiologist, to figure that out, period. In paragraph, she also taken herself off the Protonix on the abdominal ultrasound. She does have a fatty liver and what looks like gravel in the gallbladder. I told her that could be also causing her problems, but with the decreased exercise tolerance and the high risk of sudden death, definitely want her to see a cardiologist before we do anything else with the gallbladder, of course, period. In a paragraph, at one time she had a right-sided stenosis in her carotid. That doesn't appear to be significant, but nevertheless, we're going to get cardiology evaluation on that as well. Medical problems, so we have ADHD, we have the psychiatric issue, we have the hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, and hyperlipidemia, insomnia, and diverticulosis and diverticulitis. Medication, my nurse is creating a new medication list for her. C-list, medical, surgical, C-section only. Social, she lives with her husband of 30-plus years, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Lost one child to SIDS some 30 years ago. That was the middle child. They do have two other children. COVID immunization up to date times two. Family history, as was discussed. No significant history of heart disease reported. Patient weighs 156, 98, 99.3, 16, 100, 152 over 93. Heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs, pharyngeal, abdomen, soft, neck, true, JVD, skin, shoulders, no rash, arm, mucosal, tendon, logical, non-focal. Number one, decreased exercise tolerance. Number two, atypical chest pain. Number three, referred to cardiologist, ADA, ATA, AA. ASAP. Next number, EKG does not show any evidence of myocardial infarction at this time. Next number, she is not having any chest pain at this time and definitely does not want to go to the emergency room. We've discussed all options. She wants to be referred to a cardiologist. Next number, her echocardiogram doesn't show much difference from before. Next number, she definitely needs to have her coronary arteries looked at. Next number, she does have what looks like gravel in her gallbladder. She needs to have that looked at as well. But after we get the cardiology taken care of, the cardiology evaluation taken care of, she wants to also do some gallbladder flushes at home. Since I don't see any big stones, I told her that's okay. Next one is right-sided carotid stenosis history of. Next one is cardiology to evaluate that as well. Next one is apparently she may have had a CTA at one time, but I never had the results sent to me. Next number, hyperlipidemia, has not had a cholesterol check for some time. Next number, family history of heart disease cannot be ascertained. The next number, I'm going to refill her albuterol today. Next number, I'm going to refill her Protonix today. Next number, have cardiologist call patient ASAP for an appointment. Next number, echocardiogram review. Next one is findings discussed with patient. Oh, put in there somewhere, mammogram up to date, maintenance exam up to date, colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, come back in 2 weeks. Next number is we'll call patient with the blood work. Next one is history of ADHD. Next one is neuropathy. Next one is PTSD. Next one is bipolar disorder. Next one is major depression. Next one, patient is not suicidal. Thank you.